Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, festival, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative, or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. More local events can also be found on Sudbury.com's events page, The Best of Broadway and Billboard Jan. 9/11 Sudbury Performance Group is extremely excited to return to its concert roots, so to speak, in remounting its highly popular Best of Broadway and Billboard concerts, running one weekend only. For those that are not familiar with our Best of concerts, you take the best hits from Broadway's old and new productions, Phantom, Book of Mormon, South Pacific, and Wicked, etc., and mix in some of the biggest chart toppers from the radio, Shania Twain, Michael Jackson, Lady Gaga, AC/DC, and more, and you have the Best of Broadway and Billboard. Runs January 9th-11th at Thornlow University Theater. Purchase tickets online here. A Night with Broadway Star Samantha Williams Jan. 12 to celebrate the new year, Yes Theater is kicking things off with A Night with Broadway Star Samantha Williams. The performance will also feature Yes Theater mainstays Alessandro Costantini and Ruthie Uncut. This special concert with only two showings will feature Grammy nominee Samantha Williams singing all her favorite Broadway hits. Sammy starred in Broadway's Dear Evan Hansen and Caroline, or Change, and will return to Broadway in 2025 in The Pirates of Penzance. Tickets are available at yestheater.com for both shows, which run January 12th at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m., and cost $45 plus tax. Taste of Sudbury Food and Drink Festival Jan. 16 Taste of Sudbury Food and Drink Festival is back January 16th for its third year, a chance to celebrate the best local food and drink vendors in Northern Ontario, all while supporting the inner-city home of Sudbury's Emergency Food Bank. The event will take place at the Caruso Club and features more than 30 booths from across Northern Ontario. Tickets are $75 and can be purchased online at tasteofsudbury.ca or in person at Inner City Home, located at 251 Elm Street. SSO presents Mendes to Mendelssohn's Jan. 18 In May of 1847, composer Felix Mendelssohn learned of the death of his sister Fanny, 4 years his elder, an excellent musician and composer in her own right, who was his closest confidant. He wrote his last great work as a Requiem for Fanny. Experience the storm of Felix Mendelssohn's fiery Opus 80 string quartet and enjoy the afterglow with artful arrangements of Shawn Mendes. The program begins with Fanny Mendelssohn's exquisite string quartet in Ebb, a story of this fabled family of musicians told in music. The show runs at St. Andrew's United Church January 18th. Purchase tickets online here. One woman show, She Won't Come In From the Fields, Jan. 20 A one-woman show that's touring the country is making a stop in Sudbury on January 20th, a piece called She Won't Come In From the Fields, written and performed by Dale Colleen Hamilton. Co-hosted by Sudbury Shared Harvest, Coalition for a Livable Sudbury and Myths and Mirrors Community Arts, the 30-minute performance will be followed by a conversation focusing on challenges and solutions in sustainable food production and food security, exploring ways to dovetail different approaches for the benefit of farmers, consumers, and the planet. The Sudbury performance begins at 6:30 p.m. on January 20th at Seasons Pharmacy and Culinaria, 815 Lorne Street. Although the performance is free, space is limited, so organizers are asking people to register here in advance here. Phragmites and Invasive Species, Public Information Session Jan. 21 Join the Junction Creek Stewardship Committee to uncover the hidden threat of invasive species like phragmites and learn how you can help protect our local ecosystems. Enjoy snacks and refreshments while exploring outreach booths, presentations, and educational material about invasive species identification features, reporting sightings, management techniques, and preventing the spread. The event will be held at the Vale Living with Lakes Center, 840 Ramsey Lake Road, from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. on January 21st. For more information, contact Jacqueline at communications@junctioncreek.com or 705-525-8736. Dinner Theater. Nurse Jane Goes to Hawaii Jan. 22-25 When Vivian Bliss, writer of Harlequin romance novels, comes to spend a romantic weekend with respectably married schoolteacher Edgar Chisholm, she starts a train of events which involves all the classic elements of farce: confused identities, disguise, long-lost relatives, ambushes, chases, and glorious mayhem. How Vivian gets her new novel finished in the face of, behind the back of, in spite of, and with the help of an advice columnist, a nosy reporter, a doctor in pantyhose, an orphan with a cake, and Helga the evil Russian physicist, is the story of this hilarious play. Check out this Sudbury Performance Group dinner theater show at Thornlow University January 22nd-25. Purchase tickets online here. Winter's Wild Wonders, Paint Social Fundraiser Jan. 24. Join the Junction Creek Stewardship Committee for an evening of creativity and conservation. Unleash your artistic side as you create your very own barn owl-inspired masterpiece, guided by talented local artist Katie Fennerty. Whether you're a seasoned artist or a beginner, this event is a relaxing and enjoyable way to connect with nature and support wildlife conservation while exploring your creativity. All materials provided: canvas, paint, and brushes. Exciting door prizes to be won. Tickets for the event are $50 each. The event will be held January 24th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at Vegan Ready, 854 Notre Dame Avenue. Proceeds from the event will support local wildlife research and habitat restoration efforts. Limited spots available. Register now to secure your spot by emailing Jacqueline at communications@junctioncreek.com or by phoning 705-525-8736. Au Bistro des Découvertes Jean. 28 La Slag invites you to Au Bistro des Découvertes. This intimate concert series is carefully curated, with new talent personally recommended by seasoned French Ontario artists. Our old hands on the music scene are well placed to make good musical acquaintances, and like us, the stars love to share their finds with their friends. So be one of their friends. Sudbury, as we know, has always been a city where diverse cultures inhabit the streets and even individual profiles. Case in point, Emilio Portal, our Canadian artist of Franco-Irish-Peruvian descent, no less. His sound and light creations deconstruct colonialism and open up to animism. He opens our ears to the music of a creator who draws inspiration from the modern urban culture of the Serbian metropolis. Enč, the name of Milenko Vujasevic's musical project, is a rich vein of stylistically refined art pop that draws on musical and visual influences from his two home cities, Toronto and Belgrade. In the process, he's created his own distinctive, easy-listening electro-pop genre, characterized by his polished synthesizers and genre-appropriate vocals. For us, he offers a performance created especially for the Bistro, a retrospective of Enč's career, tracing his evolution, accompanied by DJ Mother of. The show runs at Place des Arts January 28th. Purchase tickets online here. TNO presents Devant la Jukebox Jan. 30 Feb. 1. This year, 8 Sudbury authors have drawn inspiration from your favorite love songs to create TNO's annual community show. A mysterious jukebox comes to life, and one romantic memory follows another in an unusual evening that combines humor, tenderness, theater, music, and a few dance steps. Devant la Jukebox is the story of an evening or the story of a lifetime. It's passionate or broken. It's ardent or platonic. Filial or toxic. It's love, with a capital A or a small one. The show runs January 30th Feb. 1 at Place des Arts. Purchase tickets online here. Pond Hockey Festival on the Rock Jan. 31 Feb. 1. The Pond Hockey Festival on the Rock returns January 31st and February 1st this year. This annual event brings together hockey enthusiasts from all over for a weekend of fun and competition on the ice. The festival will feature tournaments for multiple divisions, food and beverage vendors, and a variety of other entertainment options. Sadly, due to factors beyond organizers' control, the festival will not be able to return to Ramsey Lake this winter. That being said, the game must go on. The team at Northern Hockey Academy has stepped up in a big way and made ice time available for our event. Also, the festival will be using one of Sudbury's best outdoor rinks to keep true to that outdoor hockey experience going. Visit the festival's website for more information. Onapping Falls Winter Carnival Jan. 31 Feb. 2. Enjoy a weekend of family fun for all ages from Friday, January 31st to Sunday, February 2nd in Onapping Falls. "We are the longest-running winter carnival in the region," said the Facebook event page. Adult carnival buttons are $5 each and include a raffle draw for cash prizes. Youth buttons, 17 and under, are only $3 each and include entry into prize basket draws. Carnival buttons go on sale January 15th at local businesses. Art Gallery of Sudbury exhibitions ongoing. The Art Gallery of Sudbury currently has two off-site exhibitions, Catherine Jaffa at Pinchman's until January 20th and Bennett Malcolmson at Laughing Buddha January 13th. Learn more on the gallery's website. Pierogies and cabbage rolls Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Seniors Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.